Baie welkom weer by ons getuienisprogram Draaipunt. En dankie dat jy tyd maak om in te skakel. Dit nogal op 'n Vrydag aand 9:00, maar daar's ook 'n herhaling op 'n Sondagmiddag 5:30. As jy getuienis het, moet asseblief nie nalat om vir my te laat weet nie. Jy kan SMS stuur na 32716. Dit kos vir jou R1 net met die woord Draaipunt. Of jy kan ons 'n WhatsApp stuur na 0844104104. Iemand moet jou getuienis hoor. Now I think there are few things that are as sad or more sad than parents waiting for a baby, getting the wonderful news that they are pregnant, and then the absolutely devastating experience of a miscarriage. My guest today, Kimberly Samuels, had exactly this experience, not once or twice, but three times. Kimmy, so wonderful to have you on the program. Welcome. Nice to be talking to you.
Thank you so much, Lorraine. It's so good to be part of you.
Kimmy, it must be absolutely disheartening to fall pregnant, getting the good news, and having a miscarriage. Where does your story start?
Wow, thank you so much, Lorraine, for allowing me the opportunity to share my story on your platform with so many people. This is a story so close to my heart because nobody can prepare you for miscarriage. Myself and my husband got married in 2015, and the Lord called us from Cape Town to the Northern Cape. And we weren't planning on starting a family, but you know, when you're in love and you know, you want to grow the family. Then we started planning for a baby. And then I think it was 2016, we got the exciting news, the February month, that early February month, about the 8th that we are expecting. And you know, you're so excited. You want to tell everybody, and we just told everybody that we can think of. And I think it was about 2 weeks after that, when I was about 6 weeks pregnant, that we experienced our first miscarriage. And it was such a devastating experience because, you know, everything just didn't make sense to me. Aww. You know, I served the Lord from a young age, and you think you're doing everything right, you know. We were even called into ministry, so we were in ministry as well. So I remember laying on the hospital bed, and as I turned, I was going to go fetch my medication, as I turned myself, as I was in pain, I just felt the whole experience of when Jesus was hanging on the cross.
Oh, wow.
And he said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? You know, I didn't even have the words to say it, but my whole spirit was crying that out. And we came home and we went through procedures where they had to take the baby out and, you know, all the painful procedures. And eventually we got home, and my husband was at home for about 2 days, and then he went to work, and things really got real because it was just between me and the Lord. I was at home and I told the Lord, what do I do with this, Lord? I don't have words to express enough, but I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say or do. And I told the Lord that day, I will never forget it. I was sitting in bed and I told the Lord, I'm not going to get up. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to wash. I'm going to do nothing until He just gives me something to hold on to. And the only words that the Lord gave me was, go tell them. And I told the Lord, go tell them what? I'm hurting, I'm in pain, and what do I say? Go tell them what? And later that day, a lady called me, and she asked me to come pray for her, and then I went, and the story that the lady was sharing with me, I felt such a compassion towards the story that she was telling me, that she experienced a miscarriage when she was younger.
Wow.
And I told the Lord, what is going on, Lord? Wow. You know, are you using my story for your glory? What is going on? And then I just started ministering to her, and the Lord just opened. I'm telling you, Lorraine, something happened in my life. It's like, I feel like God, like when a rocket takes off. I felt like my ministry, my personal ministry as a woman just took off that moment, because God, is this why you created me, to be in the women's ministry, to minister to other women? And as time went on, I shared my story, and then later that year, the October month, we fell pregnant again. And then about 3 weeks later, we had another miscarriage.
Oh.
And then fast forward, next year, November 2017, we had another miscarriage. So by that time, the November, by that time I was, you know, Lord, we ministry and we're doing so much in the Northern Cape and, you know, Lord, your will be done now. You know, what's this note? We finished planning our lives, you know, Lord, do with us what you want.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, Lorraine, the Lord is so good. The 2018 January month, we fell pregnant again. And I just told the Lord, you know, Lord, I'm not going to, you know, the old man to say with him, he must be on bed rest. And, you know, all the hoochies that the old man to say. And I did that through the miscarriages. I did all that stuff. And, you know, I had a miscarriage every time. And I told the Lord, I'm not going to live in fear now. Lord, if you want this baby to come into this world at full term, you're going to have to keep this baby. But I'm going to do what you have called me to do in the Northern Cape, to minister to other women and just be obedient to the call of God in my life. And then I was pregnant about 4 months, and myself and my husband was on mission trips. And if you know, when a woman that is pregnant starts to bleed, it is normally a sign of either miscarriage or there's an alarm. And both times I told the Lord, Lord, we are busy with your work here. I refuse miscarriage in the name of Jesus, but Lord, you have your perfect will. I told my husband and we both said, we're not going to worry about going to a doctor. We're going to finish our mission here with what the Lord is busy doing. And we know the Lord is going to see to the baby. And my daughter, she's about to turn 4. I'm telling you, Lorraine, God has been just so good. He has blessed us with 3 healthy little children. 3 times he has given us 100-fold back to us. And I have grown as a young woman, and I want to encourage women, wives, that it's only the Lord that can give, and it's only the Lord that can take. But we really just need to put our future, our desires in His hand. Because the Bible says that we plan the way, but the Lord's will eventually has its place in our lives. So sometimes we want things to happen a certain way or a certain time. But the Lord, if we give our lives to Him, then it means laying down our wants, our needs, our desires, and ultimately just letting Him have His way. So I just hope my testimony encourages somebody out there today.
I'm speaking to Kemi Samuels. They are in full-time ministry. She suffered 3 devastating miscarriages, but God has blessed them with 3 healthy babies. While I was listening to you, I actually got so excited because you stayed in God's will. He sees the end from the beginning. So God knew exactly where He wanted to use you. And I'm so thankful for the Lord that you can minister to women going through the same thing. It's difficult for me to put myself into your position, to know the pain that you're suffering. But imagine if you can encourage a lady who is going through a miscarriage. It means so much more because you know exactly what they're going through. And Kemi, I believe you also wrote a book. Just tell us about that quickly and where we can get hold of the book.
Yes, thank you so much, Lorraine. I wrote a book, God Can. I've been having a desire to write a book on the miscarriages, but I don't know where to start. And the only words that comes to me is God can, because when you go through the miscarriages, you actually feel, you know, Lord, I'm doing, and what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
But it's only God that can make it happen. And the book's name is God Can, and I just share my journey in detail. It's a book very close to my heart, and it's a healing tool, not only for women with miscarriages, but it's a healing tool for women and men. Mm-hmm. The book can be ordered directly from me. My number is 082-505-5069. That's 082-505-5069. And then I will just arrange that a book gets sent to you as you sow into my ministry to reach so many more women. And the book is only 80 rand.
You know, Kemi, 80 rand is one meal at one of the fast food restaurants. And you are saying it rightly. It's seed that we are putting into your ministry. I'm the Lord so thankful for that. And I'm so glad that you touched on it. The fathers also suffer very often. The sympathy of the whole community, the family, the friends, is focused on the mother. But the father also needs that. I'm so glad that you address that in your book too. Now, here's another thing in closing. The prophetic word that went out for you for your life was go tell. And that's what you're doing today. That's what you are doing through your book. And it's my prayer that that book will reach so many, many desolate families who have gone through the same experience. So thank you for being so obedient to the Lord. Kimmy Samuels, today, for your time, we truly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lorraine, for allowing me this opportunity. And I hope and I know somebody was blessed through the session. Thank you.
Amen.